So, belonging?
Belonging. Okay. I guess, alright, when was the first time you felt like you really belonged somewhere? It doesn't even have to be a Christian setting. Think back to one of the first times where you felt like, wow, I feel like I belong here. Describe that feeling, I guess.
I don't know, it's happened like a couple times throughout life, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But probably like the first time would be in fourth grade, I joined Color Guard. I don't know if I realized it in fourth grade, but like that was probably the first time that I felt like I actually belonged with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So probably then, and then also when I joined a sorority, because before that I just lost a lot of friends, and then I joined my sorority, and then that was pretty cool to feel like I belonged there. And then, yeah, now with my church people.
I think one of the first times I felt like I belonged somewhere was, like you said, it was like that moment where you find your niche in high school.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was the show choir. And I remember like my first week there when we always come back early in the summer, like the week or two before school starts, and we do this like boot camp thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the first time where I looked around and I was like, wow, okay, these people are like me, you know?
Yeah.
They enjoy listening to what I like to listen to. They like talking about what I like to talk about. There's this, like, bubbling excitement, you know, this, like, warmth. I don't even know how to describe it. Where you know you're supposed to be somewhere. I don't know.
And just, I think, probably just, like, peace, too. That, like,
yeah,
you don't have to search to belong somewhere because you do already. You belong in this group, whatever group it is. So, I don't know. I think probably peace.
That's a good word for it. That's exactly what it is. It's that peace. When do you think the first time you felt at peace with the Lord was? That belonging. Describe the moment to me in detail.
Well, it probably was back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that my boyfriend was lying to me and all of these things. And
mm-hmm.
I just didn't really know what to do. And so then I was trying to just do life by myself, and then I think I just sort of gave up that I like I obviously can't do this by myself because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I had to like quit my job, move 2 hours away, all these different things that I like didn't plan for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay, I definitely can't do this by myself. God, please just help me. And then I think at that moment, just surrendering to him, like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, fine, I accept your help.
Yeah.
I think doing that just also brought a lot of peace because then at the same time, like, realizing that I couldn't do it by myself was also freeing because I don't have to. I wasn't supposed to be doing it by myself anyway, so that's why it was so hard to figure out life all by myself and, like, try to do whatever I thought I needed to do and have a plan. I was really stressed out. I just graduated college too, and I was really stressed out about what I was going to do as a job. I was like, I don't know anything. I feel like I'm still supposed to like not know what I'm doing because I was just in school for 20 something years, and now I'm supposed to go do like an actual job.
I know the feeling.
World, and like,
yeah,
I don't feel qualified to do that, even though I just spent 4 years at college. It was just, like, I was stressed out about all of that, and, like, I don't know what I'm doing, all of these things. So then, yeah, just realizing I don't have to know. I don't have to do this by myself, and I'm not supposed to. And it's going to be way easier to just let God be in control instead of trying to do it on my own. So probably that just brought a lot of peace.
Mm-hmm. Just feeling that comparison to, like, that first time you felt like you belonged in a certain group and that belonging with God, there's that moment, like, it's exactly what you said, this release, where, in, you know, in elementary school or in high school, when you felt that moment, it was like, oh, I can be myself.
Yeah.
And it's so similar to that moment where you release everything to God, because it's like, oh, the weight is gone. The expectation to be a certain way is gone when you belong. And I think back to a moment that my freshman year of college, I was going through it. And maybe not one of the first times I felt like I belonged, with God, but definitely one of the moments where it was like that release that you're talking about. I remember I was sitting up in my bed in, like, you know, the lofted beds in college. Yeah. And it's a crappy mattress, and you're trying to squeeze. I was trying to squeeze in a nap in between two classes, and my roommate was gone, so I was like, oh, great, okay, I can just be myself. I can relax. I can take a nap. And I remember I had, there was stuff going on, and I was so upset, and I went up to my bed, and I'm just crying and crying. And I felt this presence of the Holy Spirit in a way that I'll never forget. This moment where it was almost like I felt like I was being held physically. And it was like, it wasn't this everything is going to be okay feeling. It was just this moment of like, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. That peace of like, even if I can't get through this next month, you know, I don't have to do it by myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the closest I've ever felt to like true belonging or that true peace, the release there, because it was just that moment where it stopped for a second. Does that make sense when I say that? Like it, everything stopped. So yeah, I think that belonging is really, really special in relationship with the Lord and also just relationship with, like, a community. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, comparing times when I haven't had community to times when I have. Like, we were even talking about a little earlier.
Yeah.
The difference that it makes that you don't realize it would make. That sense of belonging with a community.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just like you were saying, like, it just makes a huge difference. Like, mm-hmm. we were created to be in a community, like, with God, and mm-hmm. then also in a community of people that, mm-hmm. you know, love God and stuff. So, that's probably why it, like, helps so much.
Right.
But you're right, like, just the difference that having a community makes, even if you don't, like, tell them everything that you're going through mm-hmm. or whatever, and they don't talk to you about what you're going through mm-hmm. or whatever, just, like, having a community makes it so much easier right. to go through stuff.
I think even, like, something that was really big for me when I plugged into a church community or had fellowship in that area in a way that I hadn't before, I think a big shift for me was, like, having fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I forgot that God could still be fun.
Yeah.
And there could be moments of, like, yeah, there's this somber, serious moment with in fellowship where you're, like, in communion with God and in fellowship with others. But I feel like there's the moment where you can just relax and have fun again. And that brings more relief. That joy brings more relief in the time of, like, dry depression, like, desert season. I feel like that fun brings far more joy than sitting around talking about my problems right. with people ever did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
We talked about belonging in the moments where you feel like, okay, I'm supposed to be here. I am set. I'm full of just like, I'm filled. I'm filled. I have so much peace about where I'm at. But what happens in those moments where like something shifts, whether it is your friend group, whether it is the people that you're closest to or where you're at, whether that's school or a church or even a state.
Yeah.
What happens when those things shift and you, like, how do you keep the peace? How do you keep that sense of belonging with God when a big part of why you felt that belonging is different? I guess, how do you hold on to God through that, or how do you hold on to that peace, that belonging, where you're still confident in that, okay, I'm still where I'm supposed to be, just because it feels uneasy doesn't mean it's wrong. Okay, for example, so this year I'm a senior in college, and so God has kind of showed me the next steps in bits and pieces about what's next, but right now I'm in this waiting period where it's like, okay, I'm feeling kind of done with where I'm at right now, and there's been some shifts, and I don't really want to be here anymore. And it's not because this place that I'm at is bad or incorrect. It's just there's a shift. And so the in-between from where you were and you know where you're going to an extent.
Yeah,
to an extent. You have an idea of where you want to be or where you are going to get to. And you know you don't want to go back to where you were.
Just like in the waiting.
Yeah, in that That's waiting good. Period.
I'm kind of there too right now.
Yes. I'm definitely there where it's like I've gotten so much in the last 18 months. I've gotten so much healing and like direction, and God has given me so many keys to be like to get free from things that were really holding me down for so long. And so there's this like woo, joy, woo, freedom, peace, calling. Like, yeah, I know where I'm going, but there's also this, like, unknowing of, like, okay, well, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not to that place or to that destination, mm-hmm. I suppose, is a way to put it. I'm in this waiting period where I'm like, okay, God, you've kind of spoken, and now I just sit and wait for it to happen?
Yeah.
Question mark? What do you do in the waiting when there has That's been true. A shift?
I don't know. For me, I'm like, sort of in a similar spot, but sort of different. Like,
mm-hmm.
the job that I'm in, it's ending at the mm-hmm. end of this year, or maybe sooner. But when I got this job, it was, like, obviously from God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
100% from God. Like, it's better than any job that I was applying for or anything like that. It's definitely, like, God mm-hmm. gave me this job. No question about it. But now, I know that at least by the end of the year, if not sooner, I will be done. And the yep. year is, it's ticking.
Yeah.
So, it's getting closer. So, I feel like I have some different things that I could do at the end of this. But at the same time, I'm sort of in a place where I'm like, I don't really know exactly
yeah.
what I'm going to be doing or what yep. I should be doing. And I don't know if I'm just supposed to, like, wait and, like,
right.
wait for God to, like, present an opportunity to me and then just be like, okay, yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Or if I need to be, like, doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I also
yes.
don't know because, like, if I'm, like, just overthinking, should I be doing something or should I just be patient?
Exactly. Like, am I trying to be too busy
yeah,
in this waiting?
Yeah, because I can do that.
Yes,
I'm really
same.
Good at being busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And keeping myself busy. So I'm, like, trying to find a balance between, like, not just being mm-hmm. busy to, like, be busy and, like, be doing something so
right.
that it looks like to the world
right.
that I'm doing something. Like, and then also not being, like, I don't know, disobedient by not listening. Like, am I
right.
not listening
right.
just by being, like, waiting and being mm-hmm. really patient? Is he really, like, saying something to me and I'm just not listening?
Right.
Or,
no,
like,
I totally understand that.
That's sort of where I'm at.
Same. Because I have one more year, and it's like, I feel like the Lord has opened doors for where he wants me to go after I graduate. And so I'm very, very excited for that. And I think I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot that has to happen in between for me to get there.
Definitely.
And it's almost like this, like, apathy for, like, where I'm at, because
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I know where I'm going, so, like, can we just get there?
Yeah.
Can we just, like, but I have, like you said, God did call me to where I'm at right now, Anderson University.
Yeah.
4 years ago, he told me I was supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going through this season where I'm looking back at, like, the last 3 or 4 years, and I'm going, okay, what have I gotten out of this place? Why did you call me here again?
Yeah.
Remind me, because okay, yeah, I got some good friends. Okay, yeah, I learned a lot in my classes. I dove deep into, like, ministry context things. But have I done what I was supposed to do while I was here?
Mm-hmm.
And am I, like you said, just trying to be busy and rush out of here so I can get to the next thing? Or is there something that I should be doing in this waiting season? And it's confusing. It's like, you do have this constant back and forth where you're like, am I not doing enough? Or am I doing too little? Or am I really hearing you, God, or am I just making something out of nothing? Yeah.
Like, oh, that's good. And, like, when you said apathy for your current situation,
yeah.
like, that's so good, too, because I find myself a lot, and I've been trying to, like, not feel this way, but I find myself a lot just feeling like I don't want to be here anymore.
Yes.
I know that I'm done with this
I'm
job.
I'm so done.
I know that, like, I'm living with my parents right now, and, like, I'm so thankful that I, like, have been able to, but,
yes.
like, at the same time, like, I'm just ready to be not living with them anymore. So I'm like, I'm ready to be done. I'm ready to move mm-hmm. on to the next chapter. I'm ready to go somewhere right. else, do so, something else.
Can
like,
we hurry?
I don't want to be here anymore. Yes. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have been trying to remind myself a lot, like you said, like, God called us to be where we're at the moment that we're there. Like, mm-hmm. he called me to Newcastle, Indiana.
Yeah.
to be living yeah. in my parents' house, working this job that right. I'm doing. I'm here because that's where he wants me to be. So right. I need to, like, chill out, probably.
Yeah. yeah.
And figure out whatever right. he's doing, whatever he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. So if this is where he needs me to be, right. then I need to chill.
Like, even going back to, like, belonging, like, I felt like I belonged here mm-hmm. a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I felt, like, this sense of peace and belonging and excitement about where I was at. And now I don't. There's this weird shift where that sense of I belong here is kind of gone. But yet it's almost like a duality of like, okay, I know I actually do belong here for this season, even if it's short-lived. I do belong here. So why is my heart not in that same place? How do I get my heart and mind to be in the same place as like where God has called me to be?
And I think that also, like, God does sometimes do that in our hearts to where he'll stir up, I don't know, motivation, I guess, to move on to move, like, the next part of your life. But at the same time, like, you are still here where you're at. And I think that sometimes we can get excited and anxious for, like, the next season and then forget about where we're at. But how do we do that and just remind ourselves, calm down, you're not there yet. You're still here, so do what you need to do here. And just find peace in, like, knowing that that's where you're supposed to be at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, that's hard.
It is hard. And I think a big thing that I've struggled with in this season is, like, continuing to plug in. I'm bad at that. I'm bad at it because I feel like I get a big download from the Lord or a big, like, here's your cue, and I run with that, and I forget to check back in and be like, oh, wait, I need to fuel up.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I need to replug. But the hard thing has been to plug in back with the Lord, even though I feel like I know where I'm going. I think I get a little cocky. I get a little arrogant, and I'm like, oh, I know what he's going to say. I know where I'm going, so... And yeah, I'm supposed to be here, whatever. You don't need to remind me. It's just, it sucks that I'm here, God. It sucks that I'm here, and I'm so frustrated to be stuck, and why are you calling me here? And but I know what you're going to say, so I don't even need to talk to you. You know, like, that arrogance of, like, I know what God is going to say. And so I think I struggle to plug in because of that. I need to be better about showing up. Weekly, daily, plugging in, double checking, triple checking, even if I think, oh, this is right what I'm doing, this is in this waiting season, I'm good to be doing this. I should be checking in, like, am I? Because how many times have I gotten myself into a mess because I was so confident that that's where, that God, yeah, okay, he probably agrees with this.
Yeah.
Because full picture adds up, right? Wrong, you know? So that's something that I really struggle with and I think really helps with that waiting season is being in constant communication.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like maybe like some of the reasons why I don't always, you know, check back in and stuff, I'm like, he's got other things going on. Like, I already know.
Yeah. Like, he's too busy for me.
Like, I know he's not, but like, I mean... You know.
There is that,
why,
like...
Why ask if you really kind of probably already know?
Right!
Like, you know, so then... But, like, he wants to hear from us.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to have a communication.
He wants to go deep with us. And why do we... like, why do we put words in his mouth and assume that he's too busy? Or not even too busy. Like that it's just, like...
Like, too
it's
small.
Too small. Yeah. That's exactly what I was gonna say. Too small of a thing. And, yeah, that's really good.
But really, it's not. Nothing
it's is not.
So, he wants to hear everything. He wants to, like, talk to us about all the things.
Right.
Like, the small things. Like, everything. But Yeah, no, I totally I do that too.
Right. Where it's like you get to the end of the week and you go, when you finally like even on Thursday night, I had a staff meeting with, I'm on a leadership team at school. Mm-hmm. And so it's a part of the spiritual life department at school. And so we have these weekly staff meeting or bi-weekly staff meetings where we check in with our boss and she kind of leads us through a contemplative prayer sort of thing to check in with us spiritually. And she led us through this prayer or this, yeah, this can, it's a contemplative prayer. And so you, like, she would ask us these questions and we would just sit there and ask the Lord these questions and wait for an answer. And there was just this, like, I just started bawling, you know, sitting there in front of everybody, you know, oh, whatever, embarrassing. But like, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot that it makes sense when I check in with you. Things start to click. Peace comes, belonging comes, direction comes when I plug in. Why do I keep forgetting to plug in? Because every time I do, I'm like, oh, I needed that. Thank you, God. It makes sense now.
Yeah.
It makes sense. All the things I've been feeling and processing. If I actually walk it out with him, things make sense. So what is wrong with me where I don't do that? You know, why do I get caught in this cycle of like, I'm so thirsty, so hungry for you, Lord, and I need your direction. And then I check in and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to forget to do that again. I'm so filled. I'm so satisfied, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then
it
happens again.
And I even start to punish myself because I'm like, ugh, God doesn't want to hear from me. I haven't checked in. You know
but
what I mean?
Does.
But he does. And it's that, yeah, the human mind that gets in our way. These lies that this perfectionist mindset where I have to check off these boxes before I can come to him or have community with him. Let's talk a little bit about the balance between having your community that you plug into and having your one-on-one time with the Lord where you plug in. Because I feel like it's hard to, sometimes I've had seasons where it's like all I want is to be one-on-one with God by myself, and I don't want to include anybody else, and I just need to soak with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also had seasons where it's like, oh, I'm so people-driven, so community-driven, like I just want to be with people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that balance in between? Like, when we're in seasons like this, where we're in the middle, and like, how do I find a good balance of like, I'm involving myself in a community, but I'm also not forgetting to check in one-on-one with God? Because the time I spend with God in a community doesn't count for my one-on-one time.
Right. Right.
You know?
It definitely doesn't. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. I don't really know, I guess, how to, like, make sure that you have a balance. But
mm-hmm.
I know that I more easily fill my time with, like, people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, other than one-on-one with God. But I am trying to, like, more towards the
mm-hmm.
one-on-one with God mentality.
Yeah.
At least having that balance, you know,
mm-hmm.
having the balance between, like, people and one-on-one with God. And I think, like, a big reason for, like, that I've been trying to, like, focus on that more recently is because I went to a revival recently.
Mm-hmm.
And before I went, I was, like, asking everyone that I know to, like, go with me. And everyone, like, somebody go with me. Somebody
mm-hmm.
is, like, a camping revival. I was, like, it's going to be so fun. I want somebody to go with me because it'll be more fun if somebody goes with me.
Yeah.
And I was, like, yes, it'll be so fun. But then nobody could go with me. Nobody. I was, like, okay, fine. Well, I'm going to go by myself. So then I went. I was, like, I'll just make friends when I get there.
Yeah.
So then I went and I did make friends when I got there. And then I had to come back to go to a wedding and then went back. And then when I went back, my friends weren't there that I made. I was like, oh no, I just made these friends. I was going to like
mm-hmm.
hang out with them. I was looking forward to it. And then God was like, I want to be with you alone. And I said, oh.
Wow.
That's why they left. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
And so then there were a whole bunch of people there. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, literally looking forward to like making friends,
plugging in,
like,
yeah,
having friends there. I was like, yes, I don't have really a community back home. I
right.
want to like make a community, like
right.
at least with people that like I can like call or like text or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it'll just be so fun to make friends. And then God was like, no, I want to be with you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Just you. And
wow.
I was like, okay. I see where you're coming from. okay, fine.
Yeah.
So then I didn't talk to anybody the whole time I was there until the very last day that I was there. And that was because somebody approached me to talk to me instead of me, like, going to approach someone else. So it was just really cool that, like, I guess that was probably, like, the first time that I, like, I guess listened to God. Mm-hmm. It was like, I want to be alone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just really cool because I really felt like that he really wanted that. And I was like, that's so cool and special that he wanted to be alone with mm-hmm. me. Like, he created everything, everybody, mm-hmm. all of this stuff. And he wants to be alone with me. Like, what?
What?
That's wild.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, why would I not do that? Like, that's, right. like, the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Like, God wants to be alone with me. Mm-hmm. What? That's so cool.
But yeah, he does. But he really does. And to make time for that one-on-one is what, I don't know, like, causes these great shifts in your life for the better.
Yeah.
All the times that I mean, yes, I have had God impact my life in a community and in a group of people, but, like, the big decisions of my life that altered my life for the best, not just the better, but for the best, like, came from one-on-one time. Directly plugging into that source of direction. Or just, like, even like we said, belonging.
Yeah.
Because when you feel like you 100% belong and are accepted by him in that vulnerable moment of where you're sharing your heart of hearts with him, and it's still, you're still welcomed. Mm-hmm. You're still in that belonging. Something happens where it's like, even I know I'm repeating myself, but, like, things make sense.
And it's because that's how it's supposed to be. Right. We're supposed to be right. in a relationship with him. And we're supposed, mm-hmm. like, that's why we were created.
Right.
Was to be one-on-one with him.
Yeah.
So that's why it makes sense.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that it makes sense.
And so in those seasons of change, when I don't know what else to do, just constantly plugging in.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly making that one-on-one time. And as important as community is, and it's essential to growth, and it's essential to joy, I think.
Yeah.
The one-on-one time is the most important. It's more important.
I agree. Like, community is definitely important, though, too,
mm-hmm.
because we were created to be, like,
right.
in a community. People who love Jesus and, you know,
right.
all of those things. And it's definitely important to have a community. Mm-hmm. It definitely helps when you're going through things.
Mm-hmm.
It just helps in general with life to have a community of people who, like, know
where, like, who
get
understand you.
Yeah,
yeah, even spiritually, who understand what you're going through spiritually and don't think you're a wacko for what you're experiencing. That's so key.
Yeah,
because
sure.
it does bring life and edification of, like, okay, I'm on the right track.
Yeah.
And just the joy, even, I think, is so big. The joy of being in community with other people and being in fellowship with other people. But that to say, like, you can't have the community and community alone
right.
and still feel 100% fulfilled and called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely cannot have a community
mm-hmm.
without having, like, that one-on-one time with God, because
right.
like, that's the most important thing ever.
Right. And, yeah. So I think that's the big thing. It's, like, continuing to make time. As hard as it is to make priority for one-on-one time, I think that's what aids the shift. To be smooth.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a shift and it's going to be uncomfortable either way.
Yeah.
But with the one-on-one time, with constant communication with the Father, it's like there's less question.
Yeah, and I think that even, like, through that one-on-one time, he's going to open your eyes to things that you maybe didn't realize of, like, why you are actually there. And he'll open your eyes to opportunities to glorify him more
while
you're
there.
Current situation.
Yeah.
And even, like, especially if you're, I guess, like, struggling with waiting,
mm-hmm.
like, in your season, wherever you're at. If you are struggling with all of those things,
mm-hmm.
then if you ask him to help you, then he probably will.
He's going to. He's going to.
He will, for sure. So that's also, I guess, another reason why it would be so important to make time to spend with him.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
Well, I think this is really good. And I think this is a really good, like, stopping slash starting point for stopping point for today, but starting point for, like, where we're going to go with this. Yes. And I'm really excited. And
me too.
Wow. It's just, if it does feel really, like, fun and affirming to even just, like, say all this out loud, because it's one thing to write it down in your journal.
Yeah.
Or, like, just think about it for hours. Something happens when we say things out loud and when we process out loud.
Yeah, definitely. So,
this is so good. I'm Yay. So excited.
Me too.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. Bye, everybody.
Bye.